Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What's up? Welcome to 154, which does not come without its complications today. So typically we'd say, hey, go watch us on YouTube. We just couldn't figure it out today. I don't know what's going on. Who knows? Who knows? But that's it, 154. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. First off, thanks for hitting play. Quick reminder, refresher, because some people are just like, hey, y'all have a podcast? Cool. I love the radio show, so I'm sure this is going to be just like it. I was thinking last night about just some of the topics we've talked about over the last 4 years. Because mm-hmm. I'm going to visit my nieces and nephew, nephews and niece this weekend. And just think about when I visit my family and things that happen, you know, and just... like, wow, this is very, very different than the radio show. Jess, what's the rule of the Uncensored Podcast?
It's kind of like the close friends feature on Instagram. So, you know, you only share everything with certain people, and that's how we look at Uncensored.
Yeah. So, just be cool. Man, you can talk about it amongst us, but just don't be all like, yo, and it's, again, uncensored. So, yeah, I mean, you can play this in front of your kids. I wouldn't, but I'm not a parent, so... we took off last week because it was the day after the election. We just had to skedaddle out of here. How are we feeling? Everybody feeling okay now? It's been a week. Are we feeling at least better than we were this time last week?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's just up and onward.
It's all we can do. Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. I think that election days are never easy. I don't think it really matters what side you're on. I think no matter what, you're pissed because you're either mad at the winner or you're mad at the side that didn't win for not reacting the way that you're reacting. And so it was just a shit show. And so I was like, if we're going to do a podcast today, and it's hard for the radio show too, because no matter what we say, it's wrong because it's not good enough for the people that are upset, and it's definitely not good enough for the people that are happy. So it was just, it was a really, really tricky day. And so we were like, you know what? It's going to be a lose. And I think it's even weird. Honestly, I think it's really weird when you just ignore it. And that's kind of what they didn't ask us to ignore it. But they ask us just to like not, what would they say? Like,
well, it was low key actually. Yeah. To not acknowledge.
Like
pretty
like
much.
Just, and I'm like, that's, I think like if I turned on a radio show and there was one syndicated show, big syndicated show, and, they just played games all day. Do you know what I'm talking about? Did you see this?
No.
They just play. They literally just play games all day. And
to be honest, I think that there's different ways to handle situations like that. And I think everyone has I don't think that there's a wrong way, to be honest with you. I feel like if they, again, I don't know who you're talking about, and I haven't seen anything like that.
Yeah.
But if they chose to truly be an escape on that day, I respect them for it.
Yes,
truly, I do, because it's like, I get that. If I always try to think, you know, obviously there's no escaping it. Like, there's enough notifications you're getting on your phone, you're getting while you're just trying to watch YouTube, you're just trying to watch TV that you don't want to see. So it's like, if they chose to do that, I think that's fine.
What has your week been like? I mean, how's your week been? Honestly.
Since
the election.
I mean, even now, like, I get agitated because it's not something I really want to talk about personally. Yeah. Right now in this moment, I don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So I'm just doing my best to move forward. After that happened, I was not happy with how things were going, so I took it upon myself to do things that I have control over and making a difference in my community, which is why I had a meeting with a nonprofit, and I'm working on seeing how I can work with them. And something that's a passion of mine is uplifting women, especially women of color. And so that's why I found a nonprofit that does that. And I'm focusing my energy on that. And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. I had a yoga retreat that was not planned. I mean, it wasn't planned around the election, but it just went, it was me and 27 women, which was kind of humorous. Because I didn't know it was going to be all women either until about a week before I went. And, it was really well timed because there was no cell phone service out there.
Oh, that's nice.
And so it was out, it was clear. It was near Harper's Ferry. And so I get out there and I couldn't get on my phone if I tried. And it's almost, you forget like how inundated we are with news, even if you don't try. Like, even if you don't try, your phone is constantly just like, hey, here's some news.
Yeah, that's why I don't think it's wrong that people didn't or were just trying to be something different than that, because everyone does get that.
It's
all
crazy.
The time.
Yeah, it's like I just know our show couldn't have done it. Like, we just couldn't have not talked about it. That just wouldn't have been possible for us to like just not done that. I don't know. We're kind of emotional. I don't know if you know our show well enough, but we're a little emotional people. But we handled it the best we could have. I mean, I think that, right? I mean, I give us at least a passing grade. You know, we got through it the best we could have, and then we moved on. I think that was my main thing, was like, I was really thankful, and I think was a good reminder for me of like, yo, I don't even know if like, I think I got to delete some of these news apps just in general, because we are so inundated with this shit all the time now. And like,
yeah, it's a lot.
No matter what you're doing, it's like, it's, you're going to get caught up. You're going to get caught up. Like, you're going to get caught up with the news, one way or another. Like, you're not going to miss out.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to miss anything. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just not going to miss any news. I promise you, if you have one app or if you have 50 apps. So, do we need all this shit all the time? I felt so good when I wasn't around my phone constantly. And I think that was like a really good reminder about anything I could pass on from my weekend, was like, yo, if you can just like not be inundated with this shit all the time. My nervous system was just like relaxed, and like, it hadn't felt this way even before all the election stuff. It was like,
all the notifications make a difference.
This is nice. Like, just not having to worry. Now I get like, if you have kids and stuff, you can't just like, oh, I'll drop my phone off for the weekend and I'll see y'all on Monday. But it was a nice scheduled thing. I'll tell you, hanging out with 27 women is a funny experience. Y'all are just chill, man. Like, when there's no men around, like, y'all are just living your best lives. Men ruin your experience. That was funny. Like, when it was like an overload of women, I've never felt more joy in a room.
Probably peace. Just disarmed.
Yo, like, I felt guilty for being there. I almost felt like, should I leave? Should I be here in the first place?
There's probably some that were like, what the fuck?
Kind of. I walked in the room, they're like, oh.
Yeah, it's funny.
Damn.
But it didn't say like women only, did it?
No. Okay. Not that I know. I mean,
well, just, then yeah, there you go.
Women left to their own devices. They were just peaceful. It was almost like.
It's a different kind of energy.
It was. I was like, damn. That was one thing in like the closing little ceremony thing. It was this yoga studio I've been going to, and all it says like yoga retreat. And I'm like, well, clearly. And listen, yoga is, I get it's usually like 70-30, right? So I'm like, okay, that'd probably be. And it's good for me because like I'm trying to find like a new community, especially I just moved because I'm like, okay, I can like.
Different area.
Get to know people.
Which is nice. That's really fun.
This would be good for me and like kind of a little out of my comfort zone because you know, I like to stay at home and like out of my comfort zone.
If everybody's welcomed from the studio, everybody's welcome.
Sure. So I was like, and especially it'll like get me to like. Meet a new guy friend, I'm sure. Like, especially, it's hard, especially here. California wasn't as hard. Here, it's harder for me to meet guy friends that aren't based around football, drinking. You know, there's a lot of that kind of like male. I met one guy that was kind of like that. That's it, really.
Or just friends in general, because I feel like it definitely feels here that you're born and raised here and your family's here and there's like a lot of foundation here.
Yeah.
Whereas like in San Diego, for example, it's like a melting pot. Like people are always in and out of that place.
Come and go all the time. So, everyone's looking to make friends there. Here, yeah. And people have. Like Stone, how, your friends been... High school friends?
No, I have no friends from high school.
Oh, actually. Never mind. Thanks, Stone. Thanks for ruining the fucking bit on your last fucking podcast. It's called Killing the Bit, Stone.
Wait, are they friends like for your core friend group? Are they from college or like
nope.
Who you grew I would up say together? One is from college. Yes, mm-hmm. One I met here. Actually, probably two of the people I've met in this building.
Oh, well, yeah.
And that's my three main friends. I would say.
Oh, heck yeah!
You couldn't have said yeah.
I know. I can lie.
Why would he lie?
Stone's on a path of destruction in his life. He just doesn't give a fuck.
What do you mean? Like. He didn't want to lie.
He said, oh, yeah, all my high school friends are great.
He didn't need to lie.
I'm just we all just hang out. All my
I wish we met these
kids in the delivery room.
People
and,
change.
Oh, wait. So two of your best friends are in this building. How do you feel about now that you're leaving?
One's probably in this building still. One isn't in this building anymore.
And you guys still kick
but
it?
But we met here. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, I'm sad I'm leaving. Tim Barbalace is the one that's still here, by the way.
Yeah.
The fan. Tim's a great guy. If you've ever talked to him.
He's the best.
He really is.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's the nicest. So I'm going to miss seeing him as much as I do.
Yeah. Who's the other guy? Do we know
Caleb? Him? You probably never met Caleb.
I met him.
He was.
He works here.
Caleb? No, he's
not here
anymore.
Oh. He was at the fan. He's not here anymore. He's down in DC doing stuff.
Oh, cool. Good for him.
Good for him.
Aw.
Yeah, all Stony. All Stony's last podcast, y'all. This is it. This is the time has finally come. Anyway, to Jess's point, it's hard to make friends here. So I was excited to go, and then I found out about a week before I signed up, maybe a month ago, and then. I was talking to the woman putting it on. I'm like, yeah. And she's like, yeah. She said, she just mentioned about like something about women. And I was like,
Oh, she did mention something about women.
When she was like, she mentioned like in yoga class, she was like, we have all these women that are coming on this yoga retreat. And I was like, after class, I was like, well, how many
is
guys?
It women only?
I was like, how many guys are coming? Is that already signed up? And she's like, oh, and I was like, oh shit. I was like, how many guys are coming? She's like, and I was like, am I the only guy coming? She was like, it's all people. And I was like, am I the only guy coming to tell me?
No, I know. I feel like if it said women only, that's one thing. But it's if it's something that the studio was putting on, then yeah, no. Go enjoy.
I was friends. I was the only one. And I felt like, I felt like they were nice, but it was funny being around that. I'd never been around that many women that it almost felt like a slumber party vibe, you know? And I'm like, damn, when y'all, cause a lot of them left their kids behind, like their husbands behind.
They
kind of felt like they were on vacation. I'm like, damn, when y'all leave y'all responsibilities behind, like women, y'all are a different vibe. It was just very free. I feel like men really kill the vibe. There was a sense of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
Freedom in the room.
Sounds glorious.
From the a male gender, apologies to everyone that we have ever killed the vibe in the room. But it was fun. It was a good getaway.
That's good. Harper's Ferry, super cute.
It was cute. It was a good weekend, man. Jess had a little. I feel like you know how like.
Something took place a couple weeks ago, and we never like got into it if it was like chill or not. And no, I just think it's like fine.
I feel like you're like turning into me is the problem. I feel like you're slowly.
Absolutely not.
No, you are. And I don't know if it's like. No, you have to admit this is a pretty me thing to do.
No.
No, it is.
Because of the way I think it all depends on delivery and the. And like delivery could definitely dictate if it was a Kramer Karen moment, and it wasn't a Kramer Karen moment. If anything, it was just like.
Let's be honest.
It was crazy.
If we just read what happened here, like just synopsis of what happened and said who on the show did this, 100% of people. And unfortunately, we don't have YouTube up today. We had an issue, so don't feel like we're just forgetting about you guys. We just had some kind of weird sound issue with YouTube. 100% of people would vote for me.
I don't think so, because it's Starbucks and Wicked. I feel like everyone would be like, oh, yeah, that's Jess 100%.
That's true. But if you took those two things out, but just listen to what Jess did. And let's figure out, is she slowly morphing into me? What happened?
So I went to Starbucks. Now, this is on the debut day of the Wicked Starbucks drinks that came out. There's two different ones, Elphaba's Cold Brew and like Glinda's Potion and stuff. And I've been counting down the days for these drinks to come out. I've been counting down the days for this movie to come out. Like the musical is very, very important to me, very special to me. So like I'm just so, so excited. And I've been thriving in this whole like Wicked promo era that we're currently in. And I go to Starbucks and I get the drinks. And like, obviously, when you go get something like that's a specialty in so any sort of like restaurant, fast food type situation, obviously these things are not going to look identical to what you're seeing online. We know this.
Right.
However, Elphaba's Cold Brew, it's supposed to be green. Like, she's green. You know what I mean?
Right.
Also, this is like opening day.
Right.
And so like a part of me, when I first see this drink, I see it and it's just like zero green there. It's just like, it looks like an iced coffee.
Is it zero green or like?
No, zero green.
3 out of 10 green.
No. That's why. Because honestly, even if it was light, I'd be like, okay. But like it literally just looked like an iced coffee. And I was like, I thought I got the wrong drink to the point where it just looked like an iced coffee. And so I go to, and also this is like a pickup thing, right?
Yeah.
And which happens there, like whatever. Or like maybe I'm not the only, Jessica's a very common name. So I go to grab it and I was like, oh my gosh, like I actually got the Elphaba's Cold Brew. I don't know if this one's mine. And I wanted to double check, obviously, because this is a pickup Starbucks, not one that like you order with like the person.
Oh, so you ordered on the app. Is
yes.
That what you mean?
Okay. Yeah. So got that's it. I was like, oh my gosh, like I don't know if I got the right one. And they're like, oh, no, that's it. And I was like, oh no, I thought it was supposed to be green. And then they're right. That's literally how
they're
I
like,
said it.
Did you bring an adult with you, ma'am?
I was about to cry. Okay. Like this, I'm like so looking forward to getting this drink. And they're like, no. So basically, and I'm like, no shade, no tea to Starbucks. I fucking love Starbucks. I like love baristas, you know, as someone that has like worked in like restaurants, all that kind of stuff. I fucking get it. However, this interaction with this barista was not the warmest. We'll just say that, okay? Yeah. And I was like, oh no, like, I thought it was supposed to be green. And they're like, well, it is, but it like falls to the bottom, so. And I was like, oh wait, what do you mean? And then they were like, so the cold foam is matcha and it falls to the bottom, so. And I'm like, okay, oh, because it's non-dairy. And they're like, yeah, so it doesn't stay on the top like regular cold foam. And I was like, oh my gosh, did not know that. I will remember that. Absolutely. Is there any way that I could get some more matcha cold foam, even if I have to purchase it just to get it on the top? Because I really, really want to see it green. I've been like looking forward to this day, like whatever you need me to do. Okay.
I'm looking forward to
seriously, I say this and I'm like, can I?
What was her attitude?
First of all, can I have some extra or like, can I purchase it? Like whatever I need to do. This is my vibe. Right. And he's looking at me like, it's already, he goes, it's already in there. And I go, I know.
I'd be so fucking, how annoyed would you be?
I know.
What time of day is it?
No, this isn't prime. Like, this isn't like fucking crazy. This is like a chill, maybe like 1 or 2 p.m. It's not busy either. Also, here's another thing. If it was like slammed in there, I would have like been like, SOL, shit out of luck. Yeah. But it wasn't, you know? And I was just like, is there any way, like, I'll buy it. Like, I just really, really want to see it green. Like, I've just been so excited. And then someone else comes out and then they're like, so here's, and like, I don't think that they heard like the interaction. Like, somebody else comes out and they're like, so here's the thing, because it's non-dairy, it's going to like fall to the bottom. And I was like, no, I had no idea. And I'm so happy that I know this now. Like, thank you guys so much for telling me. Cause like, when I'm in that situation, I can see that like they hate me. So I try to overly, I'm already being nice and I try to overly be nice because I don't want them, you know, even though they're, Even though, from the very beginning of our interaction, they were being really rude. And you know what I mean?
Well, of course they are. Because they're like, woman, it's a fucking cold coffee. Like, let's go.
No, I know. But like,
And by the way, it's the color of it. It's not the taste. It's not.
No,
it's,
I know. But here's
the presentation.
But here's my thing about that kind of stuff. And whenever it's something special like that, okay, and I think Wicked's like a perfect example. And obviously, like, whoever was working that day doesn't give a fuck about Wicked, doesn't know what Wicked is or anything like that. However, like, there's going to be a lot of people, and that's why I made a video about it so everyone knows, but like, there's going to be a lot of people that are so excited to like get this drink and like have this be a part of the experience and all that kind of stuff. Like, people that are like into this, into Wicked, and that means a lot to them, right? And like, people that are really excited. And so that's why I was just like, I totally understand, like, if there's any way. And then they like remade, they just like took it from me and like remade it and just kind of like shit on me a little bit.
Of course they did.
And honestly, I didn't think I was wrong for asking, because I wasn't mean, like, I wasn't rude. And I've witnessed people who are mean, even like when it's just something that they don't have to be mean about. And I don't know, it definitely hurt my feelings, because like, honestly, when I had this interaction, I'm like, you know, it's not that hard to be nice to people. And especially when it's like very small, minimal things in life that are just like your, like, just anything, like anything that you can try to make better. I'm just like, there's going to be people who like, this is so important to them. They're so fucking excited about this movie. They're so fucking excited to have these drinks. And yeah, they are going to be nerdy people. They are going to be theater nerds. Like, they are going to be the people that are like the other, which is what this film is so much about. And like, having that interaction, I'm like, dude, like, you're the reason why people are like embarrassed, like, just to be themselves. Like, I could have gone in there and been so like, again, I would never, but I've witnessed people just being like, this is wrong, someone needs to remake this, this is, you know what I mean?
You might as well have it.
No,
but you might as well.
But I don't want to be like that. And then when you're not like that, and then the people that work there look at you like you're stupid, when you're being nice and all I asked for was, can I have some more, or can I buy some more in the kindest way? And then they treated me like that. I was just like, bro, what the fuck? Just because you're miserable and you want to be an asshole doesn't mean that you have to put that shit on me.
Did you guys grow up with the like, the ice cream man that drove around the neighborhoods? I don't know if that was like an 80s thing. Did you guys have the ice cream man though?
Yeah,
they drove around, and like, you'd walk up to the ice cream truck, and like, you'd see these beautiful pieces of ice cream. Maybe it was like a baseball glove with like a
SpongeBob's eyeball might be wonky, okay, but it was still SpongeBob.
So
this drink was not green at all. It wasn't green at all. It can't be called Elphaba's cold brew if it just looks like an iced coffee that's fucked. And Cynthia Erivo would be pissed.
Well, she would
be pissed.
She'd be doing a whole thing. So you see this ice cream, and you'd be like, that looks beautiful, right? And you'd buy it, and you'd open it up, and it would look like a piece of shit, right? And so I guess I grew up in that generation of just
but
having
you still
absolute
knew it was SpongeBob.
Disappointment. No, you did not.
No, but here's the thing.
No, it was not.
He was still yellow, and the little white, and the little blue, and the eyeballs.
How many times have you
it
been
to- It was still the structure and color of SpongeBob.
How many times have you been to a fast food restaurant, and you looked up in that menu board, and you're like, damn, that Whopper looks good as hell. And then you get that Whopper, and it's like,
if it wasn't Wicked, and if she wasn't green, it would be a different deal. But because she's literally green and pink, and it's not green.
Stone's on a rampage this week. He has nothing to lose. Did she overreact?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I think it was sold as a green drink, and it should have been green.
Well,
thanks, Stoney.
Stone speaks the truth right now. You're so welcome. I think it was a little dramatic, but, you know, there we go.
You think it's dramatic.
It's
funny.
It's Stone's last episode, and as such, Stone, we didn't tell you about this before we started.
Oh, no.
It is time for Stoney's exit interview right after the break, okay?
Yeah, he's still mad about the friend's comment.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. And let us surprise you.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We just like any good organization, we just look for ways to grow and be better. And so as Stoney exits, and do we have to sum up where you're going? I feel like we've spent a lot of time on it, but do you want to give just a quick 30 second?
I'm going to be an electrician with my dad's company.
Yeah, and we will miss him dearly. Stoney has been a great asset to our show. And we're going to miss him dearly. But I told Stoney, don't worry, we're going to call you every morning at 5:58.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Just to check in and make sure he's doing well.
And I sent out a mass email to the building for the very first time today on his behalf for his going away happy hour.
How much time did you spend on that, Jessica?
2 hours.
For
ChatGPT to fix it.
Really only 30 seconds because it ChatGPT.
Yeah, I was going to say, you spent 2 hours and ChatGPT fixed it in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You can go listen to our Uncensored podcast for that. But still,
regular podcast. This is Uncensored.
Oh, sorry. The regular. We would appreciate if you would take a quick 5-question survey.
Yeah.
About our show and how possibly we can improve based on your experience here.
Oh, boy.
On... Kramer and Jess show. We'll start with question number one.
The drama.
What's the real reason of why you're leaving the show? And if you lie, you will go to hell.
Ew.
I just think I just need to build for my future. I've seen the way my dad's raised my family. He's done pretty good for himself, raising the two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I want that one day. I want to be able to be... not rich, but be comfortable and have a comfortable life.
Yay. I will say, are you open to having kids now?
Maybe. Maybe. No, it's a small maybe.
No, the reason why is because not a question, at the beginning of like your time and that had come up, like I don't know if you remember, but you were like, I mean, not really. Like yeah, you were like I'm you were kinda like nah. Really. But you definitely are a little more like, yeah. Which has been,
like 95% no, I'm 90% no today.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. But there has been a little difference, and I think it's cute to witness.
It's a shift, huh?
I can tell the shift.
Why do you think the 5% change?
Rachel.
Does she want kids?
I think me and her are very skeptical on having kids, both of us.
And why?
But yeah, Rachel's is a big one, I would say. I feel like this new job will give me the financial opportunity to be able to pay for a kid.
Yeah. Okay. For that's 18 true. Years. Sometimes you have to be able to.
It's true.
Financially see the opportunity. That makes sense. Okay, sure. Question number two. Mm. What would listeners not know about Kramer and Jess from just listening to the radio?
What would listeners not know about Kramer and Jess? Uh-huh. Man, that is.
About each of them?
I don't know, because you guys are just so real. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe guys, like, what they get on air is what you actually, like, are. Like, off the air, it's very similar. I would say that.
That was too easy.
It's too easy? Yeah. I don't know.
Is there anything, honestly, you feel like, oh, well, off the air, they're kind of like this, but on the air? Anything, honestly? And this is your time, obviously.
I know.
We can't fire you, so.
I'm seriously trying to think of something. Jess is as bubbly as she is on the air, I would say.
Yeah.
Kramer is as a curmudgeon as he is on the air.
That's also true.
No, I would say you guys are also genuine friends off the air as well, which you act like that on the air, but sometimes, you know, people can act like that and then split up. But you guys are serious, I think, friends off the air as well.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
We'll let it pass. All right.
What would they not know about me?
You're really quiet.
Okay.
You're really quiet.
Okay.
Wouldn't you say? I mean,
I think he has a bigger personality off air than on. Me personally, I think. And it's like in spurts, but.
Yeah, it's like.
I think that you're like more. Well, I mean, but I feel like anyone would feel that way, like in a workplace. Yeah. But like, definitely, like your personality and your humor shows more off air than on.
And hang on, this is his exit survey. When did all of a sudden he turn this on us?
He just asked a question.
Why did he turn this on us? This is supposed to make him uncomfortable, not us. What the fuck?
I wasn't uncomfortable.
Question number four.
All right.
What's one thing you change about the show? What's one thing you change about the show? Because you think it's stupid.
And just the show, not including other things.
Because you think it's stupid.
What would I change about the show?
Yeah, because you're like, yeah.
I am not good at exit interviews. I'll give you that.
That's all right.
Change about the show. I would say some of the segments feel so similar. Just different titles, maybe?
Yeah.
If I... like,
Jesse's on to us.
Yeah, you're fucking telling me.
Should I not have said that? Is it a little too inside radio there?
No, it's not.
Stone, don't tell them. Stone, don't tell them.
People aren't stupid. They're not.
Stone, you just gave away all of our secrets. Don't tell them we just repackaged the same segment over and over and give it a different title. God damn it. Now we're out of work.
It's so fun to do.
We got to pack our bags and head to a different city. Jess, they're on to our secret.
I think we need more kid jokes is what I would say. More kid jokes.
Do you actually like kid jokes?
I actually genuinely enjoy kid jokes.
Get the hell
like,
out
seriously.
He's lying. He's lying. He hates kid jokes. He hates it.
Love it.
Final question. If you had to get rid of one of us, like if the show if there's a budget cut and one of us had to go,
yeah,
which one of us is it and why?
What kind of question is that?
It's your final question. It's very serious.
I think I would get rid of Tom.
Clearly. You're Damn. So whack for that.
Damn. Luckily, Tom doesn't listen to this podcast. He doesn't listen to this.
No, you have to answer.
If you had, if one of us, and you think through that seriously, like if somebody had to go and like think about this, the show, the company, the organization,
and why.
Yeah. Who should...
And the whole company, or is it
no,
just the
between
team?
The two
me
of us?
Me and him. No shade, no tea, too. I don't give a fuck what you say. Go ahead.
And this is how we're going to remember you, Stoney. This is how we're going to remember you. And we still got 2 more days together. And also, like, references...
1.5 days.
...for the rest of our lives. You know, if you ever need a reference or, you know, whatever.
This is your time. Go
this
ahead.
This is our time.
And let's just sit here, Jess, and just stare.
Can it be Hassan?
No.
No, Alan?
No.
Pick okay. one.
Jess or myself? Who and why?
I guess I have to say... Oh, my God. Why?
I want this to be the headliner,
why?
Too. So bad.
Stop.
Yes, you have to. You cannot leave this room until you answer
Lock
the question.
Lock the doors. Clink.
Okay, let me think about this rationally, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a hard decision. Listen, I get it. It's
no,
a hard
I don't
decision.
Want rational. I want emotional.
Yeah.
Emotional?
I want all the tea.
Uh-huh. Who and why?
Do it.
For the betterment of the show? Or just...
The question is who and why. So you can choose whatever your heart desires. But we're both staring at you. And there's no one else in this room.
Okay, I have an answer. Okay. I would say you, Kramer.
Is the one that gets let go.
Yes.
Okay. I've been through a lot.
I understand that.
In my life, yeah.
I understand that a lot. I think Jess has embraced the city and the state maybe a little more than you have.
Okay.
She obviously became a diehard Ravens fan, you know, as soon as she came here. It's wearing a Maryland shirt right now.
Okay. Didn't realize that's what it takes to be a good host.
I think because she has embraced this area a little more, not that saying you haven't.
Okay.
I would pick her.
Interesting.
Where's your old bay ship, huh? Fake? Yo, fraud? Where's it at? Right here.
I'm sweaty now. Anxiety.
Now you realize if I get cut in the next like few weeks, you're gonna feel like absolute fucking shit.
No, he won't.
I would feel like, feel bad.
No, he's actually, no, he wouldn't.
Just saying, Stone.
Okay, but
that's on you.
In all seriousness,
No, we're serious, all right. This music's playing the rest of the podcast. What, Jess?
Oh, are you still on this?
Oh, yeah, I'm fucking on this, all right.
Oh, for real?
No, because Jess is wearing old bass shirts. I'm gonna fucking pick her. And I'm a bass shirt.
That's not what he's saying. In all seriousness, like, is there anything you want to reflect on?
Why are we reflecting?
No, because like...
This was an unreal exit survey.
Because honestly, when I put in that email to ChatGPT and it said, guess who's hanging up their headphones?
Yeah.
It hit me a little bit. It hit me a little bit because you are like, we're so happy for you on this next chapter of life. Like, we're so supportive. And like, I also just love that you're going to be able to go on this next journey, like with your dad and with your brother. I think that's such a beautiful thing. But you are like, you're leaving radio. Like, how do you feel about that?
Sad. You know, I've wanted to be in TV/radio for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A long time. I would say 6th grade roughly is when I started this dream, if you will. And then you go to college to be in electronic media for 4 years and, you know, you part-time for 3 years and you do other part-time gigs in broadcasting. And you finally get the full-time job, and it's been a great, great show.
Yeah.
Local, which also is a blessing because, you know, a lot of times you get to move around.
That's very rare.
Yeah, very rare. And it is sad to see this chapter and what I've worked for, you know, all these years to leave it. And like I said, it's a very, I don't want to, I'm trying to hold myself together, if you
Why?
Will.
Are you proud of yourself?
I am very proud of myself.
You should be. You should be proud of yourself.
I am.
Mm-hmm. I think you made it pretty damn far, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I think Stone knows that to make it to the next chapter, he would have to move. Like, that'd be
and
the next thing.
That's not something I'm looking for.
It's like he'd have to pick his shit up and move. And the way radio is, man, it's such a gamble. It's like, do you really want to take the gamble or play the game right now? I mean,
I'm also proud of the fact that I came to this decision when I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I am proud of the peace I have with it and the comfort I have in it. So
I think that is really cool. And I think my favorite thing is like always, I think to me, the most important thing are like the friendships out of it, and for you to say to your best friends like you have or that you met here in this building that you know those friendships will be a forever thing. So I think that's really cool,
and I'll always be able to say I did it.
I gave
it the whirl. You know, I was going to tell my maybe kids one day that I was on the radio. Can you believe that?
Isn't that cute?
I was on a podcast.
Isn't that cute? Yeah.
Plan this episode, Stone. And when you see me begging at the fucking corner because you got me fired, you'd be like, I knew that guy when he was somebody. And I'd be like, I was somebody, kids.
Isn't it fun that he has to make it about himself somehow? Well, congratulations, Stone. We're really excited.
Yeah. Stony Baloney, everybody. Stony Baloney. All right, that's it for Stony. Final words, Stony, before we
thanks everyone for the kind words I've seen on the text line. I've met a couple of you out and about, and it's been nice to say hi to you there, and it's been a lot of fun. Hopefully you'll still hear me maybe in a flock line or whatever.
We'll call you like once a week.
Yeah. All right, sounds good.
Alan still calls the show. Alan, I didn't tell you this. I was editing something and I didn't realize the pot was down this morning. Alan texted me and said, hey, your pot's down. So like you never actually leave the show. Like you're never actually done.
That's so awesome. Shout out Alan. No, seriously, Alan is still such a big help. He doesn't even work for the company anymore.
He texted us this weekend. He was like, hey, you guys wanted this guest? I don't mind helping out.
Alan's the best.
Once you're in, you can always be in if you want to. No problem.
Yeah.
All right. You guys keep up with Stony. He never posts, but you can follow him on Instagram. Where do we get you, Stony?
Stone Feltz on all socials.
There he goes. Jess?
Jess Do It. JESSDUITT.
I am That Guy Kramer on Instagram. I might be shutting my podcast down. I don't know. We're just trying to figure out. I don't know. Certified Mama's Boy. You can go listen to the latest
episode. Poor mom. She's like, thank God.
Shut this shit down.
She's like, I'm tired. I'm tired of carrying this podcast on my back. Your poor mom. Your mom, you know what I told your mom? I was like, you need a vlog. You're like Dora the Explorer.
She is.
She goes, I was over here and I was over there and I go over here. She is everywhere.
She's back in Knoxville this weekend. We're going to, we got a baptism this weekend.
The baptism for her grandbabies.
That's this weekend. And then we're back. Then I'm back in Knoxville the next week. I go back to Knoxville and it's crazy, man. Yeah. So. Yeah. Y'all, thanks for being here. We will be back for one more episode before Thanksgiving. So, you know, God willing, we'll be back. Have a great week. See you then. Bye, everybody. See ya.
Bye.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I keep seeing celebrities' posts, me in the 90s versus now. Well, the person staring at me in the mirror is definitely not the same person that could pull off bootcut jeans. Time creeps up on us so slowly, you don't see it until suddenly you do. Same thing goes for your bills. A dollar here, an uptick there, it's a slow burn until one day you realize the price you're paying now is way higher than when you signed up. But at T-Mobile, customers had the lowest wireless bills versus Verizon and AT&T over the past 5 years. And with T-Mobile on their experience plans, you get a 5-year price guarantee, so you know exactly what your plan price will be for the next 5 years. So at least that's one thing that won't change over time. I can't guarantee you'll still look good with frosted tips, but T-Mobile can give you a clear guarantee on your wireless plan.
Lower bills based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 21 to Q4 25 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.